This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado's 10 presidential electors met in the governor's office today to officially cast their votes for president. Because Vice President Kamala Harris won the majority of Colorado's ballots, she will get the state's 10 electoral votes. A Colorado cycling tradition is calling it quits. CPR's Tom Hess reports the annual Ride the Rockies tour has ended.
After 37 years, Ride the Rockies is over. The tour explored paths through Colorado's high country, taking riders hundreds of miles and covering thousands of feet of elevation gain. The news was announced this week on social media. The 2024 tour had already been canceled earlier this year due to low participation. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
With CU's Travis Hunter winning the Heisman Trophy over the weekend, Colorado has made sports history. 2024 marks the first time ever that the most valuable players for the NBA, NHL, and college football all played for teams in the same state. The Denver Nuggets' Nikola Jokic secured his third MVP title last season, while Nathan MacKinnon took the top honor for the Colorado Avalanche. The only other time the NBA and NHL MVPs were from the same state was in 1989, when Wayne Gretzky and Magic Johnson both won for California-based teams. Meanwhile, Hunter was named an All-American Monday on both sides of the ball. He was selected for the first team at cornerback on defense, first team all-purpose player on offense, and second team wide receiver. It's unclear the last time a player was named an All-American on both offense and defense in the past 100 years, if ever. This is CPR News.